Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership.
Hi, this is Vicki Hart. How are you? Hello?
Can you hear me?
No, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. This is Nichelle. May I please have your last name and zip code?
My last name is Hart, H-A-R-T-E. Mm-hmm. My zip code is 23093.
Okay. What can I do for
but
you?
I'm not calling about me. I am a gold member of Crafty. I purchased a premium plus the gold upgrade membership for my daughter-in-law, but I put the wrong email address on it, and I was wondering if you guys could correct that for me. I don't want to cancel the account. I just want to correct the email.
I sure can. What's that email address?
Okay, the one I gave you is, I believe, S as in Sierra, R as in Romeo, O as in Oscar, D as in Delta, H as in Hotel, A as in Apple, R as in Romeo, T as in Tango, E as in elephant at comcast.net.
Okay. And can you verify me that address?
I'm not sure if I put the billing address or her address. If I put the billing address, I use mine, which would be 311 Club Road, Louisa, Virginia.
Okay.
If I put her address, it would be Arlington, Virginia.
Okay, I do have that one.
Okay, do you need the rest of that address?
No, ma'am. You're fine.
Okay. I was kind of confused because it wanted a billing address, but
with doing that gift, you can enter the whoever you're gifting it to. You can enter their billing address, but use your card, and it'll still go through without having to mix up with the billing address for the card.
Okay, good, because I think I did put her address down if it says Arlington.
Okay, and I will be glad to assist you with correcting that email. What is the correct email?
Okay, the correct email is S as in Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
R as in Romeo, O as in Oscar, D as in Delta, R as in Romeo, I as in India, G as in golf, U as in uniform, E as in echo, Z as in zebra, H as in hotel, A as in apple, R as in Romeo, T as in tango, E as in elephant at gmail.com.
Okay.
The password would stay the same.
Okay, so it's S Rodriguez Hart with the H-A-R-T-E at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And that Rodriguez is R-O-D-R-I-Q as in Quebec, U-E-Z.
No, G as in golf.
Okay.
Giraffe.
Okay, gotcha. R-O-D as in Delta, R as in Romeo, I, G as in golf, U-E-Z.
U, E as in elephant,
Z
as
in zebra. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay. It's rodriguezheart@gmail.com. I did get that updated for you here. If you want to try, do you have the login information?
I have the login information.
Okay. Do you want to try and log in while I'm on the line?
Oh, okay. I guess I can do that. I wasn't sure if you wanted to send her a welcome email thing again, or let's see.
Frank's coming up with 60 numbers.
Gmail.com. Okay, password. Yep, it's coming up, invalid username or incorrect password. So the email, let me go over it one more time. It should be S as in South, R, so S Rodriguez Heart.
Mm-hmm. And the Rodriguez is R-O-D as in David, R as in Romeo, I as in Igloo, G as in Golf, U as in Uniform, E as in Edward, Z as in Zebra, Heart, H-A-R-T-E, @gmail.com.
Yeah, that's it.
What I'm going to do
is... It's a small S, not a capital S, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm going to change the password here and see if that helps.
Okay.
And I'm going to change it to a simple ABC123, all lowercase.
Okay.
Okay, I did successfully change that email. If you try that again for me.
It's Rodriguez Heart. Okay, ABC 123. They're still not taking it. Maybe I need to close the app and restart it.
Yeah, try that for me.
Okay, let's try a new page.
Oh, it says this page has been blocked due to too many failed login attempts.
Okay, give me a second. I'm going to try to log in myself here. Log in. Paste. ABC. 1, 2, 3. Invalid username and password. Copy. Paste. Now, I was able to get in by using the username instead. It's rodriguezhart@gmail.com, and it is the correct email you gave me, which I'm not understanding.
What's the username?
It's Sabrina.Rodriguez with a Q. -Hart. And the password is the ABC123.
Can you change the username at all?
Let me see if I have that.
I was just wondering only if you could correct the spelling to make that Q a G.
A G. Okay. Let's see.
I gather she'd be able to remember that if,
right.
Since that's not how she spells her name.
Okay. I did just refresh the account here on my end. Will you try logging in with that email again for me? While I work on trying to switch that username.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
I'm going to also fix her last name on her profile as well.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, it just says blocked for me.
Okay. Give me a second.
No, you're fine. Take your time. It may have blocked me out, too, because I'm wondering if it thinks that I should be logging in under myself.
All right. And have you tried closing out that tab and opening a new tab?
Yeah, I had just opened a new tab, and it's
okay.
Coming out. It's blocked. I'm just going to check to see if I can get into my regular account while you're still on the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Make sure I didn't lock myself out. Yeah, I'm locked out too.
So, what
yeah,
type
don't
of device?
About me.
Yeah, we'll worry about me when you're finished with that. This one. Oh, I'm on an iPhone.
Can you clear your cache? Clear your browser history?
Yeah. I can also open up my laptop, but it'll take me a little longer. Let's see. But I can clear that. Hold on. Clear history and data. That's what I want. All right, let's see. Email.com password ABC 123 sign in. No, it's not letting me in under that. It's not letting me in under anything.
That is super weird. Let me see if I can pull up this account with the email that I corrected it to again by closing it out. Okay. Yeah, pulled it up for me with the new email.
It may just have me blocked out from my account from logging in at all.
Are you on Safari?
'Cause I have an account too.
Okay, are you on Safari?
Yeah.
Can you open up like Google Chrome or anything? Do you have that on there?
Yeah, I think I do. Hold on.
Try one of those browsers.
I'm a multi platform user, so I do believe I have those other ones on here too. Let's see. That's Google Drive. That's Google Mail. Google Calendar. Maybe that's not the drive one. Here's the drive one. Maybe here's some place. I really need to clean out my apps.
I do too. We get so comfortable with seeing the apps the way that they are that we don't want to really erase them. And then you'll have to look for things.
I might want to use it one year. There's Microsoft Edge.
Okay, try that.
Try that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Try that one. Okay, Rassi. Rassi log in. Let's go to that. IP range has been blocked due to too many failed login attempts. I think it's still blocked from the first time.
First time.
Yeah.
So do you want to give it a hour or two and
but
try
I
it again?
I think it's from is I think it was probably looking for my
account.
Membership. Right.
Since it locked you out, do you want me to go into yours and reset your password?
Yeah, it looks like you're probably going to have to because like, it won't let me. It says blocked, so it won't let me do anything.
Okay, what's your email address?
Okay. Hold on, let me make sure I give you the right one. Try V-A Hart, H-A-R-T-E. So V is in Victor, A is in Apple, and then my last name, H-A-R-T-E, at Outlook.com.
Okay. Okay. Got that. I'm going to reset your password to ABC123.
Okay.
Okay, I did change that.
Blocked.
We may have to give it a minute. Will you give me
okay.
a second here? I'm gonna place you on a brief hold while I check some for you.
Okay, no problem. I'm gonna open up my laptop too.
Okay, yeah, try that for me too.
Yeah. So
okay.
While you do your thing, I'm gonna open up my laptop.
Okay.
I'm on the phone with Crafty. I'm trying to get, I bought Sabrina for a Christmas present a subscription so she could learn how to sew online and take different classes.
Yeah.
And I gave her the wrong email address because I had her old email address and I'm trying to get in and now my account's locked. So they're trying to fix it.
Did you get your laptop pulled up?
Yeah, my laptop, I have it open right now. I'm just now putting in the Crafty address. You want, which address do you want me to try first, hers or mine?
Try hers.
Okay. Let's see. Sign in. ABC
1, 2, 3. And that's all lowercase.
Mm-hmm. We're sorry, but this IP range has been blocked due to too many recent failed logins.
That is crazy.
Please try again later. Is there like a timer maybe?
I've never run into this problem.
Well, that makes two of us. I've never run into it either.
You may want to give it 24 hours to let it refresh.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's still not working, just give us a call back. If you want to ask to speak to me, my name is Nichelle. I'll be glad to take the call.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let it, try. Let's see what this says. Check one thing here before I let you go. Yep. That's not it. Okay, I don't see it. It's there was a note on it that said CFAQ for timing information, but I don't see anything on the FAQ that talked about timing information. So I'm not sure what they were referring to.
Yes, ma'am. It's just giving us a hard time today, I guess.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll try again later, and if I can't get in, I'll let you know. And I'll tell her, it might just be locked on my computer. I don't know.
Yeah, you maybe, if you had another line, you can reach out to her to see if she could log in on her end.
Yeah, she might be able to log in. So I'll see if she can get in. And if it gives her the same message, I'll tell her to try again tomorrow or later.
Okay, but I did update that email.
Okay, thank you so much for your help.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day and a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.